Wilbur.
Yes, sir.
I had a letter here that I was talking about sending to the speaker after I talked to you the other day on these tax reforms. And I haven't talked to Russell, and before I talked to him, I thought it better. I told Joe Fowler I would. He and I worked on it the other day, and he sends it to me. He said, attach the redraft of our jointly composed letter to the Speaker of the House and President of the Senate on tax reform. May I remind you that you wanted to read this to Russell Long before you sent it. I believe you already covered Wilbur in a previous telephone conversation. May I suggest that when transmitted, you release a copy through George Christian. I shall instruct our people here on quiz, say that the President's letter speaks for itself and there's no additional comment. Now, dear Mr. President, incidentally, Wilbur, I don't want this repeated, but there's a general tendency in each department, I guess it's just like a congressman taking a trip after he's defeated. There's a general tendency in every department to want to write a lot of law down here the last month. And I'm just fighting it. Old Paul Douglas, I gave him, they ordered me to appoint a commission to study building codes. And I did, and he's covered everything from all kinds of housing and welfare. He just covered the whole thing. And we just did our best to curb him, but he wouldn't do it, so we'll file his report. I had the same thing with communication. So we'll have this same thing with reform, and I would like very much for Nixon's people, his Treasury Secretary, his Budget Director, and his leaders, House and Senate, to give some thought to it so we won't prejudice against them. Dear Mr. President, the Treasury, this is President of the Senate and Speaker of the House, whichever it goes to. Dear Mr. Speaker, follow this carefully, Wilbur, so you can make some substantive changes if you think you ought to be.
Right.
Put your girl on, don't you?
I don't have one.
The Treasury Department specialist in tax policy some time ago undertook a major effort to prepare tax reform proposals of a comprehensive nature. Period, paragraph. Later, the Congress in the Revenue and Expenditure Control Act of 68 requested a proposal for a comprehensive reform of the Internal Revenue Code be submitted by December 31st. The studies and proposal for tax reform have been developed by the staff of the Treasury Department. These studies and proposal, although reviewed by Secretary Fowler, should be viewed primarily as a technical product of the Treasury staff. I have not received, considered, or made any judgment on these staff proposals. They are the product of the specialist department and have not been discussed or examined by me. I've conferred with the Chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee and Chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, the appropriate committees handling this legislation. We believe that in justice to the administration that will take office within the month and who will have to live with and administer any legislation that may be passed, it is only appropriate to have the opportunity to examine carefully and make their judgments on these matters. All data pertaining to this matter will be made available to the incoming Secretary of the Treasury promptly upon his assumption of the office. I'm sure the new Congress will want to make its own arrangements for the presentation that the new Secretary will wish to make. Sincerely.
Now, what you're doing is just merely transmitting the staff's...
I'm not transmitting anything. I'm just saying to them, in light of this provision in the law that asks the President to report. This is my report that the staff has given study to it, and we are turning over this study to the new people.
And you're not turning it over to the Congress?
No, not turning it over to...
That's fine. And not turning it over to the
public.
That's fine.
Because I think if I would recommend a 20% increase here, we'd just get in a fight with the next one and let them look at it, and there's no point to... I don't think it's good practice maybe up until the election, but I rather feel a president ought to make appointments and decisions and everything, certainly up to the election after they've named another man. I think he ought to forego as many as he can, because I think it tears the government up. And this is December 31st, and time it got up there and got printed and everything, and I wouldn't be in office 10 days, so there wouldn't be a thing in the world I could do about it.
That's right. I covered for you in that U.S. News and World Report interview advisability of expecting or requiring an outgoing administration to file a comprehensive tax reform program.
Yeah.
She wouldn't be around to help get it through or to administer it or anything else.
Well, I believe, unless you think otherwise, this is the best way to handle it. Just say that they've worked on it, and they're going to turn over their stuff to them, and they'll work out the new arrangements for its presentation whenever the new officials and the committee are ready for it.
Well, I think this is the ideal way to handle it. It's the only fair way to handle it.
I'll talk to Russell and see what he says. Now, there'll be some hell. They say, why didn't Johnson recommend all these reforms? I think he'd just say, I don't have time now in the last... first place, I haven't received them yet. This is December the 15th.
You are passing them on to the next administration.
And I'm turning them right over to the men that'll have the responsibility for acting. If I took them now, they wanted this oil thing up in Maine, you know. They wanted to do that the last week. They want to change communications the last week. They want to do everything, but I'm not going to do it. And if you think this is the right way to handle it, that's the way we will.
I agree with you completely.
What do you think about the surtax? He indicated to me the other day that he's going to be for it until Vietnam's over.
Well, he changed his mind. I thought he did when we talked in New York about it. He asked me my view, and I told him that he certainly would have a sizable deficit, in my opinion, if he did what he wanted to do, and all these built-in increases go into effect if he didn't allow it to continue. And he said he'd expressed hope that it could lapse. Well, you and I heard him. He said it was going to lapse.
Yeah.
But I think his views have changed considerably. I don't know whether he would press for it or not, but he said he wanted to see what the budget looked like, what the Vietnam situation looked like, and so on. And didn't have to make a decision right now on it. At least he didn't think we did.
No, we don't. I have to by the 20th, unless I leave a lot of ways open. It looks to me like it. The budget will want to probably have a budget of 196 or 7 and maybe have a billion surplus.
That would be with the surcharge.
That's with the surcharge.
Yeah.
Now, that's what they would like to have. The departments, of course, as 220 to the budget.
Uh-huh.
We've cut down from 220 to around 200, and we're fighting now with defense. They want 79 and a half. We'd like them to have 78. That does contemplate Vietnam going on for the full year. And if it doesn't, why, you're that much better off. You got a grandchild there?
Yes.
Gosh, I brought mine back for me last night. I think that we have three alternatives. If we didn't have a surcharge, we could just forego all these mandatory increases. I doubt we'd ever get a bill through Congress on the federal employees and postal.
So.
But we could forego them and write our budget to 185 to 186 to take care of without a surtax.
Has it occurred to you that you might submit alternatives in a budget?
No, I really hadn't. I hadn't.
Can you do that? I
think yes, I think you could. I think you could recommend anything I wanted to.
I would think you could. I think you could recommend a situation wherein the surcharge would not be extended and where it would be extended.
Yes, I could. I could say that if we... Here's what I rather thought the thing that really appealed to me, and I'm not going to close it to get up here in January if I can help it. I'm going to try to go up a day or two before the 20th. You're not going to do any work before he comes in, so there's no use having shot at all that period. But I thought maybe we might say, well, let's try to work out a budget here of 193 or 4 and continue a 6% surcharge.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. That would require an amendment in your committee from 10 to 6, and I don't know what effect that would have. But I believe that if you really would gamble a little on cutting down in Vietnam and gamble a little on not expanding, you could get by just by running as is. My guess is that if I put in the full surtax 10%, that Nixon will probably cut the surtax and cut enough expenditures to take care of it. And I would like to do that if it can be done myself.